Good morning, Saint. You've got me this morning. I hope that's a good surprise. It's a blessing for me to bring the word to you, and I trust it's going to be a blessing to you. I'm going to do a follow-on from Pastor Judith's message last weekend, which was on giving and having a generous heart towards others. As we're all well aware, we have to distance ourselves physically from people for the time being, and for a while longer it seems, but really let's not distance ourselves in our hearts, in our care, our concern for those around us, you know, for one another and broader, those around us, the people around us. I'm going to use a key scripture this morning from Proverbs. I hope you've got your Bible handy. And it's Proverbs 11, verses 24 to 25. And it says, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I think that's an amazing scripture. And it's kind of a scripture that I've been looking at. I've been reading through Proverbs, and this one really struck me. Because I thought, well, gosh, encouragement refreshes, doesn't it? It revives us, strengthens us. I've never met anybody who doesn't like encouragement, kind of gets a bit disappointed when they get encouraged. You know, I'm off, this is not for me. No, people love it. We all love encouragement. And it just makes us stronger. I was thinking about plants, you know. When you're discouraged, you feel like that kind of dried out, withered plant, little bit limp, little bit beige. And then when encouragement refreshes, waters, you brighten, you're more vibrant, you're stronger, you stand a bit taller. And that is what encouragement does. Our friend Miriam in Italy says to her husband, I'd imagine she still says it, she kind of says it off and on to him, about herself. If you want a flower, my dear, water it. In other words, if you want me to flourish, you know, and do well, treat me well. Speak me up, don't speak me down. And I think probably in earlier years that probably meant a few purchases as well. But you know, she's right. And they do that for one another. They speak one another up. They've been happily married for over 50 years. But, you know, if we want the other person or the people around us to do well, speak well of them, water them, refresh them. It works. So to go back to the scripture, verse 25, a generous person will prosper, and whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. In other words, don't look to get. It's kind of the way of flesh, isn't it? You're kind of looking for what you can get. Look to give, look to refresh others, and we can do that in so many ways: friendship, prayer, of course financially, but this gift of encouragement is such a powerful thing to give away, to refresh others with. Verse 24, one person gives freely yet gains even more, another person withholds unduly but comes to poverty. So in this lockdown, I just really want to encourage you, don't lock down personally, don't withhold, bring that drawbridge, you know, back up, don't retreat and draw back. The New King James Version, actually, of that verse 25 about refreshing, it says, he who waters will also be watered himself. Let's water other people. I've actually drawn a watering can on my whiteboard in my kitchen, just as a note to self, come on, water other people. What can I do? How can I refresh somebody else? You know, I pray and just say, Lord, who can I, you know, who can I refresh? Who can I get some life and some lift to? And it does. It refreshes, it lifts, and it's the heart of God. It's God's heart for every person, the whole world. I want to quote to you a scripture that you will be very familiar with, John 3:16, but I just want to quote it in part to get us to think about it a bit differently. For God so loved the world. Think about that. God so loved the world, and he still so loves the world. He so loves every person. He so wants to do them good, to get encouragement to them. And he so loved the world, he sent Jesus. And because he still so loves the world, he sends us. People with good news. You know, the light of the world, Jesus called us. We have a message of hope. Jesus can help you. Jesus can turn things around. He can work things out for good. That horrible thing that you've been dreading, he can change that. And even if we don't speak about Jesus initially to people, my gosh, we can encourage them. All of us. We can speak something positive, cheer people on. I met an old man on a walk. I was walking around, met an old man. I saw him from a little while away, actually. And there he was on his Zimmer, a bit like Captain Tom, you know. Not as old as Captain Tom. I can't imagine there's too many 99-year-olds walking out on their Zimmers. But anyway, he was senior, and there he was, kind of crawling along, really. And I just wanted to spur him on, and so I thought, right, it was intentional. I'm going to strike up a conversation and just kind of try and encourage him. And I just said to him, you know, are you out for your daily walk? He said, oh, he said, I've got to keep this hip moving. I said, oh, you know, what's wrong with that then? And he sort of started to laugh. He said, it's ironic, really. I was due for a hip operation in March, but my surgeon is Italian, and he went home for a holiday and got detained. Anyway, his op had been put back through to July. And I just said to him, do you know what? That's no bad thing. By July, this peak will have come right down. Hospital will be a safer place. He was like, oh, yeah, that's true, that's true. And then he said, well, I won't let it beat me. And I jumped on that. And I said to him, come on, that's right. You won't let it beat you. Look at you. You're mobile. You've got a sense of humour. You're still sharp. You know, just keep going. Keep going. And I actually think I said, keep calm and carry on. And then walked away thinking, what? But anyway, it was just getting some encouragement to him. And I didn't get Jesus in. You know, in terms of talking about Jesus, I got the Spirit of Jesus in, encouragement, but I didn't speak about Jesus on that occasion. But I'm praying. I kind of know where he lives. I know the street he lives on. I'm praying for another opportunity to kind of just bump into him again, encourage him again, and just say something about the Lord. And, you know, you might think to yourself, I'm not very good at that. I'm not very good at striking up a conversation with strangers. And I kind of think that too, you know, naturally. But then I remember, well, hang on a minute. Jesus is in me. And he is in you. And he is brilliant at striking up conversations with strangers. He did it all the time when he was walking around Israel. The man at Bethesda, the woman at the well, he is the best people person. And we just need to live conscious. He's in us. He's very good at talking to strangers. He hasn't lost his knack. And so we need to do it Jesus style. You know, Jesus often would start by asking questions to just understand where people are at, like I did with this man. And, you know, and from there you can offer to pray. Jesus actually didn't offer to pray. He would offer to heal. You know, do you want to be made well? Well, I will say, I'm not yet at that level of confidence where I can walk down the street and say, do you want to be made well? I plan to get there. But we can all offer to pray, you know, and I've yet to meet somebody that declines prayer. Of course, you know, there may be one or two who will, but most people are very happy, you know, relieved to receive some prayer, some offer to help. So we just got to step out, start the conversation. And trust him that he'll give us things to say, and he will work. You know, be willing, because he's always able. He's always willing. He's always able. And actually, the more we want to, I've discovered, you know, to kind of encourage people, the more we do it, the more we want to. And I was thinking about maple trees. You may not know anything about maple trees. I didn't. I read an article in a magazine, and apparently to get the maple syrup to flow, it needs to be tapped in some way. I don't know what they do, but they kind of tap the tree in some kind of way, and then the syrup starts to flow. But when the maple syrup starts to flow, you can't stop it. It keeps on flowing. I don't know how they kind of manage that. They find their ways. But imagine that, you know, encouragement. Well, I just can't stop it. Just can't stop wandering around encouraging people. Just, it keeps on flowing. And I want to refer to another proverb, Proverbs 16, verse 24. I said to you, I think, in one of the mini movies, read Proverbs. Amazing wisdom for life. But it says here in verse 24, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Let's speak gracious words. Encouragement, gracious words, words of life. They're not maple syrup, they're honey. You know, they're not bitter words. Sweet words. Words that build up and don't pull down. Have a little barb to them. I'm going to turn to another scripture now. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Receive this as the word of the Lord to you, because it is, and to me. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid, sling out, all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate. Now the translation says, be tender-hearted to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. This should be our normal way of living. Gracious words, words that benefit. The New King James actually speaks about words that impart grace. I kind of see that like an injection, injecting grace into the people we're speaking to. And you kind of got to be intentional about that. You know, we trust as we go on with the Lord that the Spirit will flow out of us. But you need to have it in your mind. I want to build people up. I want to give people a lift with my words. Give them a better day because of what I've spoken to them. Grace, actually, it means favour, it means kindness, and it also means to cause to rejoice. Words that cause people to rejoice. Sam was telling me, she met a stranger out on a run, because she does that, and this stranger, she just said to her, keep going, keep going. And this is the stranger to Sam, and I think Sam kind of stopped in a way. She was jogging on the spot, admirable, whilst they chatted, and they kind of compared notes a bit. Sam's doing couch to 5k, and this other woman was also doing it. Sam is on week 6, this woman was on week 9, and they kind of chatted briefly, and the other woman said, look, just keep going, just keep going. And Sam said she kind of jogged away, but it put a spring in her step. It gave her a lift. That is what encouragement does. It makes us feel better. You know, we have that lift. We have that kind of, I can do this. It's strengthening. Think about the plant. Instead of like that, you've got a little bit more get up and go about you. It puts a smile on your face. We all want to receive it, but my gosh, let's plan to give it God's ways. Now, in this strange scenario we're in at the moment, in your homes, things can get gritty, of course. You know, a little bit gritty, a little bit gritty. There are pressure points that can cause conflict. And, you know, maybe in your homes there's not been so many gracious words flowing. Many more negative. I hope not. But there are times, because you know, this time we're in, as I say, it kind of creates pressure points, and everybody has different pressure points. But you know, you can change the flow. If the flow in your home is less gracious and a little bit on a kind of downward slope, you can change that by the words you speak. Romans 12:21 says, don't be overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Now, you might need to forgive first. You might need to be generous with mercy, generous with forgiveness. Give forgiveness. And then keep changing that flow, negative flow, by giving in other ways. Give kindness. Give encouragement. Speak words to benefit the other. Be the one to change that negative flow. Overcome evil with good by speaking life, positive words, doing things Jesus' way. The Holy Spirit is in us. You know, it's good to remember that regularly throughout the day. He never runs out of encouragement. He never runs out of mercy. He never runs out of positives. He always sees the good, hopes all things, endures all things, believes all things. He enables us to see the good. You know, he enables us to look for the good, to see the good, and then let's speak it. If you're not seeing good with these eyes, don't say what you see. Speak what he sees. You're great. You can do this. You know, words of life, words that pick up. So just to finish really, don't withdraw. Don't draw back. I'm going to go back to this key scripture, Proverbs 11, verses 24 and 25. One person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. Now, we can all have good days at this, but I just want to encourage you. Let's make this lifestyle. This is how we live. Like that maple tree, I've got this flow of encouragement going on. You just can't stop me. Here, there, everywhere. You know? And pray. Pray for other people. You know? I know so many of you do. But I just want to encourage you on in that. Just pray for others. Because in doing that, you tap into God's hearts and God's thoughts and God's plans, how he sees. And then you've got something encouraging to give. So I want to encourage you to do this. If it helps you, draw a picture of a watering can somewhere in your house. Put a watering can out. Something, you know, visible that's going to remind you. He who refreshes others will also be refreshed. So, saints, I'm sure, you know, we're hearing so many stories, actually, really encouraging stories of things that are going on amongst us, the giving that is going on in the church. And it's so encouraging to hear different forms of giving. But I want to spur you on, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. And if you have kind of withdrawn a little bit, stop that negative flow, overcome evil with good, that tendency of the flesh to withhold, and give your way out of stinginess and out of kind of that shriveled state into blessing. He who waters others will also be watered himself. God bless you. Sending lots of love to you. We are praying for you, and I'll see you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.